Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast.
I really hate it.
Why did you make us put on headphones?
Okay. Anyway, welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast. And today we have with us...
Dave.
Gavin.
Carol.
Who are you, Carol? Carol's the office manager. Some of you may have met her at the last... Pinch what right? is it? Party thing. Party. You know, when we have the party.
The Club PA.
Club PA party. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one that she was only people that are part of can hear this.
Yeah. Yeah. So these people specifically would may have met her if they live in this area or traveled over here for
She's
the Child's
great.
Play charity
She's
golf
great.
Thing.
You're
but
welcome.
Yeah, that's her.
I can hear your subtle whispers on these new headphones that Josh had us set up.
Oh.
New headphones.
Which are brand new headphones that
they're
have,
not new.
Have
which is why I had to be extremely loud just to, you know.
I really hated it.
Give it to him. So, we all watched a movie per Dave's suggestion. Mm-hmm. What movie is this, Dave?
I made everybody, and I still don't know how to read the room if you guys enjoyed it or not, so I'm sure we'll talk about it. But Swiss Army Man, starring Daniel Radcliffe. Directed by the Daniels, who's known for doing a whole bunch of weird commercials and music videos. He did Turn Down for What, if you're familiar with that. Incredible, incredible music video.
Nope.
All right, well, it's in a similar visual style.
By who?
The Daniels. It's two two Daniels.
But who's...
Oh, Lil Jon.
Oh, Lil Jon. Okay,
yeah.
See, that helps. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
sorry.
Maybe now I know. No, I don't.
Nah. If you didn't know the name.
Yeah, if you didn't know Turn Down for What, the artist's name was not going to assist you.
And it's a really, really weird movie. I think you have to be in a certain mood to get into it. But when I watched it, I couldn't stop smiling. And then I got kind of sad, too. And I didn't expect that movie to pull it out like it did for me. And I don't know. I immediately emailed Josh like, hey, I think this is really weird. And I think that we should watch it and talk about it.
Oh, so you just watched this?
Yeah. I mean, not like yesterday, but I watched it the day before going to PAX Australia, I think.
Yeah.
Or a few days.
Oh.
Because you were saying it was your Frank, so I was thinking it was like maybe one of your favorite movies ever.
Oh,
but no, it's recent.
No. It was very recent, but I was surprised. I think it's my favorite movie this year.
Yeah.
For sure.
Is it? How new is it?
I know it had just come out to download, I think, a few weeks ago. So it went through the whole like small theater kind of play.
Yeah. And what's the name of the other guy in it?
I can't remember.
He's Dan.
It's not
Daniel
Radcliffe.
It's Dano.
Something Dano.
Yeah, something Dano. Is it like John Dano or something?
Paul Dano.
I think it might be. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in that There Will Be Blood movie. He's the weird preacher kid. If you've never seen that, you should see it. It's creepy.
I never saw it.
And it's got music by Johnny Greenwood in it.
So, this movie's weird. It's kind of about a guy who is on the verge of suicide, finds a dead body washed up on the shore on an island that he is trapped on.
You maybe lead with that. He's not just a dude
Sorry.
That's like suicidal for no apparent reason.
Well, you don't know that
you're
at
not,
first.
I'm not really
right?
sure about
He's
that
just killing
either.
Himself. And right. you're like, what?
So there's
he's stranded on like a really, really tiny island.
Yeah.
Like where they do the wide shot and you can see the whole island.
Yeah.
You know?
And it sucks. And,
it's like an atoll.
Right before he... Right before he jumps off a log onto with a noose around his neck, he sees a dead body. It's a cooler?
Yeah, it's a cooler.
All right, well, you guys might have to fill in some of these gaps, or maybe I should be the one talking about it. So he's about to kill himself, and then he sees a dead body wash up on the shore, and it's Daniel Radcliffe, and he inspects it, and obviously it's a dead body, so goes back to continue, and then the dead body starts to... come to life through various post-mortem based body functions. And I guess the rest of the story is kind of him.
And then the story gets fucked up from there.
It's really weird, but it's essentially his relationship with this dead body.
Yes.
And if it's kind of a more or less a movie about mental illness.
Yeah.
Because you realize that a lot of things that are happening are being fabricated in his brain. But it displays to you as Daniel Radcliffe doing incredible acting as a dead body who farts a lot. I think Gav was not in the right place mentally.
Oh, I was in the right place mentally to watch a movie that was not very good.
I love this movie.
I wanted to like it. I didn't want to watch it.
So I think you can tell right away if when you watch the trailer, if it's for you or not. Like that trailer, I watched it 8 or 9 times.
And I didn't want to watch it.
And I was so excited.
Movie.
And you were like, I don't know about this.
And I was like, I don't need to see that movie.
Why
I felt
you show
like
me that trailer first.
It was a movie that looked like it was tailor made for a film festival. And I think it was a movie that tried really hard, and I don't feel like it ever came together for anything. I feel like it's a movie that's not worth more than the sum of its parts for me. Like, I thought that, like, I watched it last night with Taylor and Chris, and so I had to inflict this on others because there's no way I could do it alone. And I, like, when it was over, we all sat there trying to, like draw water from a rock, trying to divine meaning from it, and we're just getting to the point where we're like, no, I think it's just not that. I don't think any of us actually just liked it. We were saying like, oh, maybe it's a look at this, and it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's like, oh, being like, I see where it kind of like represents mental illness or whatever, but not in a way where I was like, oh, it was such a smart metaphor for like mental illness, or because I didn't like the fact that so you're with him the whole time, and here like in this reality where he thinks that this body is alive and talking to him and stuff like that. And we as the audience, you know, can kind of understand that he's definitely dead and that can't possibly be happening. And that none of the things that he's depicted using Daniel Radcliffe to achieve would ever happen or work. And that's fine when it's just the two of them. But then at the end, when you get to civilization and he meets the girl that he's creepily stalking, and they also see the body do things that it wouldn't be able to do. I was like, well, now I just think it's dumb.
When, what are the things specifically? Because there's like the
like
end
when
it, where it just
when
kinda
it just like farts and jet skis away. I was like, this is stupid.
I don't think that actually happens. I don't think that actually takes place.
I don't know.
I think that you're watching the entire movie through an untrustworthy narrator.
Yeah.
And I think that's his like the happier ending, I guess, part, because it's all bad from there.
Yeah. I thought it was a movie that was incredibly well shot. The music was fun because it's all like vocalized noises from them in the film. It was well acted, but I just don't think that it ever came together to be anything more than that for me. Like, I thought that it ticked all the boxes for like, this is what a good movie has, except that it did not have any plot. It did not have any substance. And that was where I like lost it. Like, I didn't feel emotionally attached to the characters.
Okay.
And I certainly didn't like feel bad for him. I was like, you're a creep.
No, he's a creep show. He's like, a bad guy.
You're a creepy gross girl, or you're a creepy gross guy, and you're stalking this poor girl. And then I thought, it's just like, I'm assuming that like the potential could be that like none of the movie is real then, because like, what are the chances of him ending up in the backyard of the girl that he's stalking? But at that point, I'm just like, I don't care.
But okay, so in my, the thing I took from it is he was never actually on a desert island. He like fabricated that whole like stranded idea.
That was my impression.
Oh yeah, because
because he couldn't jet ski off an island on a
body. How did he get there in the
body.
First place?
Right, right.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, that would have been ridiculous.
Yeah, I was waiting for like a plane crash type story to like backstory to fill in, and it never did.
No, he
so
took
I was
the bus.
Like, okay.
So he's just living in her backyard.
Yeah,
because he's obsessed with her.
Super, right. Super stalky, and I think he was on the verge of killing himself. And this was all kind of created as a self-defense mechanism. So this movie made me cry 4 or 5 times, and I'm not joking. And it's all due to Daniel Radcliffe's perception of experiences and his purity and his reaction to them. For some reason, him asking all these questions about basic humanity, which is obviously the main character learning kind of how it's him teaching himself what he should be doing, but he's not. And his purity of mind and reaction to everything is really what got me going. So I think I was invested in Manny, who's already dead as a character, and obviously can't progress the story any further, really. Mm. It just, he's being used sort of. But something about like the dancing scene where obviously he's not dancing, but he's set up on like strings and stuff. And I really like how elaborate that was all set up.
Yeah.
The set design was cool for that.
Yeah. But man, yeah, it felt like Hook a little bit. Did you get that? like this weird rundown magical vibe of like the Lost Boys in those like things that he created. Those scenes. I don't know.
No, but you reminded me of how I described the movie last night.
Okay. It's okay that we disagree.
When I said I said it's a movie that is not worth more than the sum of its parts, and it's made of trash and garbage. But it literally is made of trash and garbage.
It is.
I reached out to some mutual friends of ours.
Mm-hmm. I know that Amy liked it too.
Amy liked it because Toomey loved it, and we discussed it. He cried a bunch too.
Wow.
And so I'm not alone, but I realize that it's a weird movie, and I don't.
So we texted Amy last night and asked her why she liked it, and she just sent us back like a shrug emoji. So I don't know that didn't help at all. All
right. Well. But the reason I recommended it to Josh specifically was the music and how most all of it is kind of created by the narrator.
Yeah.
Taking place in
that part was fun.
And that's immediately when I first realized that the whole thing is kind of happening in his head is. You know, when he sees the dead body, he starts walking to it. He kind of sets a soundtrack and layers his own vocals, and you see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess
do you guys watch movies with subtitles?
I exclusively watch movies with subtitles. So you saw the lyrics?
Yes.
They're great.
Yes.
They're super great.
Yeah. It's so like the when you get to like the buildup where the song has like lyrics for the first time from them. It's like, we're having such a wonderful time. I think we're falling in love.
Yeah.
That, like, those are literally the lyrics. Mm. I think we're falling in love. We are having such a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's
like, I'm using my body all we as
needed,
a gun.
All we needed was a montage or something like that. It's just, like, that part was funny. I wish I liked it more.
A lot of people had problems with and I heard a lot of people walked out as soon as they had the twist. They did kind of. They had the like underwater kiss scene.
Oh
yeah. Mm-hmm.
People like walked out in the theater at that point. There's like several points when people walked out, but I'm told that was it. And I was like, that's weird because that you accept so much before that.
Right. Why would you? Right.
But yeah, so the cameraman and the guy who did the soundtrack is the singer of the band Manchester Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So he did I think all of those like arrangements. So. They're really good, and that explains why the music is really good. But I really appreciate how they incorporate it, personally.
I like the music.
Josh, what do you think about the music? Because you're a musical person.
The music is interesting. A lot of those, I felt like, are they actual songs that are just done a cappella?
Well, the Jurassic Park theme is certainly
yes,
a song.
Sure. Yeah, but like
the very
beginning, like the Hanging Himself song too, sounded super familiar.
I'm not sure.
It might have been.
But I think the movie, I feel like it's kind of along the lines of Punch Drunk Love. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
No, because it had Adam Sandler in it.
It's really good. Sure. It's like Adam Sandler doing Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Is that right?
I don't want to watch Adam Sandler anymore.
Have you seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Yeah, I like that. I just don't want to watch Adam Sandler
Jim Carrey was dumb before that.
That's true.
Well, it's the same thing.
Carrie's a gift.
Like, it's really deep, but it's
but
also
Adam Sandler's still dumb. And I want to give him
you're
that
not gonna
W.
Like it because you're not going to like it because the movie will make you feel mad.
I feel
crazy.
Like if I watch it, Adam Sandler personally will know, and I can't live with that.
Well, anyway,
unless you make me watch it for this podcast,
I own all the movies you just mentioned, so.
I think Eternal it's along Sunshine those lines
that's what
as far as it's really weird and weird, you know, really weird things happen that
it's a suspension
little,
of disbelief.
Yeah, a little movie. Outside, but it's funny, but it's still, you know, it's a little deep. It's got deepness, but I think you have to take it as more of a comedy. Like it's
it is
like farting constantly. You can't deny that as a comedy.
Yeah, but
it's got
this,
fart and boner jokes. Right?
This company was made on fart and boner jokes, but it doesn't. It's not always like that, and
but this
I think
company
that
doesn't purport to be an indie darling at the festival.
But if you don't come in with the right mindset, I don't know if you are.
I knew that
it
was
going to
have farts and boners. I didn't go into it not expecting that.
But
I
were you
that.
Expecting it to be a comedy?
I don't know. I don't know that I expected it to be like a comedy, but I also don't think it was a comedy.
I think it's almost a straight up comedy.
I think
just
it was Homeward Bound with dead bodies.
Level.
I asked her the same question. I was like, is this a comedy or what?
Should I be laughing?
I mean, but it was all jokes.
I laughed at it.
Like
I laughed at it and I said,
time.
I hate this. I hate this.
I had a dumb smile the whole time. I enjoyed myself a lot. But I think that this is a very polarizing movie for sure.
It's hard to combine those two things where it's trying to be super, super deep.
Right.
And then have fart jokes.
Right.
Yeah. Like, and not like every once in a while a fart joke. And it seemed like at the end of it that they were trying to tell you that the moral of the story was you should be able to fart in front of your friends.
Yeah.
That seemed like that was
that's
the movie's big revelation.
That is a pretty deep moment.
I fart in our office.
I cried. We fart in front of each other.
Dave and I already have this level of comfort in each other's lives.
Wow, that movie's about you. There you go.
So did you... It sounds like I'm the only one that actually liked the movie.
I like the movie.
Okay.
But it's... I can see it being hard for people to get into.
I think it's
so...
I feel like it's inaccessible.
Polars there.
But not in a hard to watch way, but in just a... I guess the reason why Gap doesn't like it really is just hard to pull what you are looking for from it, I think, maybe.
Yeah, I felt like I was like grasping at straws trying to come up with a deeper meaning for it. And at the like all I thought of the whole time was just like, this poor woman. Like,
yeah,
I think that's
like
okay.
End.
Yeah,
and if it would have been better if that didn't happen at the end.
I was hoping that he would just die by the bear attack.
Yeah,
I thought the movie would have been better had he died there. And then I also thought that maybe the movie would have been better if he had died in the first scene, and then there wasn't a movie.
It's all right. We're friends, but I stressed out about your three shrug or. Three straight lined emojis.
Straight
lined
face emojis.
I was like, okay, that's. We're gonna have to have a talk.
I watched this movie, and obviously I was not looking forward to it. And then last night, Dave texted me and was like, "Hey, so I guess Jeff couldn't watch the movie because Jeff was supposed to be on the podcast. Jeff didn't have time to watch the movie. I don't know if that podcast is still gonna be on. So don't worry about watching the movie if you have it." And I literally just finished it, like 5 minutes prior. We're still like sitting on the couch talking about it, and I texted him in all caps like, "Are you fucking kidding me? I just watched this goddamn movie. Like, we better be having a podcast."
So you did not want to watch this.
I didn't want to watch it.
Oh.
But I had already finished watching it. So at that point, the die was cast.
So
Carol, you got roped into this, it sounds like.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And I had no warnings whatsoever. So I just started,
I didn't know what it was about either.
But it's interesting. It's interesting for me to hear about what Dave said, that you cried a lot.
Yeah.
I never, ever imagined people can cry from, you know, a movie like that. But now I'm like, oh, maybe I need to rewatch it.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, they're completely different. And then I hear Gavin, right?
Yeah.
And I completely get what you said. I'm like, yeah, I get that.
So it's weird that you're agreeing with both of us, potentially.
Right.
Dave, are you currently living in Brittany's backyard? Recreating all of her Instagram photos?
No, you think you met Brittany, but that's actually my dead friend Patrick, dressed up in a wig.
I just related to it so much.
I mean, didn't you...
It's just like the person that I'm
creepily
stalking.
Maybe not get the smell and the fact that... We just stowed her in carry-on to get to Australia.
Yeah, and no one...
please.
The lights are going off because that's not... That's
it's all right.
For radio.
We're going to set mood lighting.
I can't.
Nine out of 10 stars from me. And go see the movie. Follow me on Twitter if you want to talk about it.
If you don't mind it being a little weird and silly, there's just really cool scenes in there. Like, if you like...
I think visually.
Visual movies, there's some cool stuff going on.
That's kind of what they specialize in.
You can watch this movie and not like it. There's stuff about it that's fun.
Right.
Knowing that maybe you won't get anything more out of it than just, like, what it was. It was an hour and 37 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I owe you lunch.
And it used all of them to make fart and boner jokes. The one thing that got me throughout the whole movie, like, I do think it was truly, like, super well acted, which is so silly to say, like, hey, Daniel Radcliffe did a really great job being a dead body and also having his, like, bare ass shoot water out of it in a fart scene. But, like, there's scenes where other dude is, like, making his mouth move and stuff. And, like, he's, like, just, like, in there. Like, he's got Daniel Radcliffe's tongue in his hand, actually. Like, every now and then, we'd be watching it, I'd just sit there and I'd go, these are real things that's happening to Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah,
like,
I know. This is not
that's CG.
I would. I was constantly watching Daniel Radcliffe's chest to see if I saw, like, any breath go in it. He was really good at just
Yeah, I saw
it
a couple times where his eyes
But, like, he was legit just, like, manipulating Daniel Radcliffe, like, his face and his mouth and his tongue and stuff like that, just, like,
But like through all those scenes, he was also carrying that body. Around.
Yes, right. Yo, so, like he wasn't just it wasn't a fake, you know, form. He had Daniel on his back. What a weird movie for Daniel Radcliffe to ruin his career with post Harry Potter. Things really went downhill, huh?
That's a really great movie.
I think he's in, I really only like been in weird things since Harry
it's
Potter.
It's true. No, he is only he definitely has.
Have you seen that? That was Daniel Radcliffe, right? That show with the dog. Which is a guy.
I thought, yeah. I
Sabrina
thought
the Teenage.
No.
Oh, no, no, no. I know which one you mean.
There's a guy, pot smoking dog.
Yeah.
That's a dude in a dog suit that's Australian. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah. And then
are you guys confusing Daniel Radcliffe with Elijah Wood?
It might be, Maybe
sure.
That's Elijah
Wood. It is Elijah
Wood.
It is.
Fuck. It is Elijah Wood.
You guys are monsters.
Yeah. Hey, they're the same person.
So there's this show or movie. I'm not even sure which it is, but it's in my Netflix watch list that I haven't gotten around to yet, called The Young Doctor's Notebook or something, or Doctor's Notebook. No, I did watch it. I did, and I remember now. Okay, it's John Hamm and Daniel Radcliffe.
John Hamm.
Is that the one where Daniel Radcliffe has like mutton chops? Yeah, like some interesting
I don't know. He's like, they're both doctors, but like in like...
Love.
God, I don't even know what era it would be. Like Revolutionary War era doctors in... I guess they're... I can't even remember if they're in... I think they're in Europe, but they like that's even a weird one where he's like addicted to morphine and just like a bunch of horrible, terrible things happen to him. But like in a way that's like black comedy happening, like it's very weird and dark. And John Hamm does that too, where he's in a lot of weird stuff.
Who's John Hamm?
John Hamm is the dude from Mad Men, right? Mm. Okay,
I never saw Mad Men.
He's the guy from Mad Men. He's like John Hamm's been on 30 Rock. He's like.
Like the main guy from Mad Men?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I saw
a couple episodes.
Daniel Radcliffe has certainly tried, and I think he has enough money to where he can.
Yeah, I think those HP dollars are probably rolling in eternal.
I think he continuously has HP dollars, so he can just make fun stuff. And I think that if I were filming this, I don't know if I would want to have Daniel Radcliffe's job, but maybe it seemed like a good time to him.
The makeup was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He looked dead.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did look dead.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to do this stuff. He's done Harry Potter. He's got his money. Now he needs to get his Oscar. So he's got to do all this weird shit.
I don't think this is the right.
I'm not sure
if this is
the one.
I mean, he's taking himself away from Harry. He's not Harry anymore. Now he's dead body.
Certainly not typecast. I didn't look at that movie going, wow, Harry Potter sure looks
weird.
Exactly.
I thought it was Elijah Wood.
And he kind of had this dead lockjaw, not European accent anymore, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, his
there's
like
no accent.
I was wondering, honestly, at one point, I was wondering if they potentially gave him a muscle relaxant.
Oh,
it's true.
I thought
like
about it,
just
too.
Like
yeah.
an injectable muscle relaxant because he was so successfully talking out of just half of his face and only half of his face would move that I'm like, damn, I wonder if they just gave him like just numbed up his cheek or something because he was like really good at it, like in a way that I was sitting there going. Like I was like moving my mouth, watching it, trying to figure out like, could I do that? Could I successfully like only move that part? Like, I don't know.
Is Botox half his face?
They might have. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past them. That seems like something that somebody would do for a movie.
Yeah.
It's not so too outlandish.
All right. Well, I think we voiced our opinions and I think for once on a movie podcast, we have a split down the room, right? Usually it's like 3-1 or, All for or all against.
Or like when you watch a movie and then, you know, Brian just doesn't watch it.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Asshole.
And it tells you like what he would think that the movie might be about.
What?
Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast. Who, though?
Yeah. She's not here anymore. Bye, Brian.
R.I.P.
Brian, if you're listening, she's made fun of you.
Rip Brian.
As usual.
Brian, contact me with your deep thoughts about this movie. For some reason, I feel like you don't like it either.
I don't know. This might be the kind of thing that's right up his alley.
I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah, he likes weird, dumb stuff.
And
you know, there's plenty of dumb stuff in this movie.
Dissenting opinions. It's fine.
He likes advocating for the literal devil.
Wait, literal as like a writing devil or literal as like the actual devil?
Can it be both?
Yes. Okay. That's a smart, smart play you made.
It's a literary, literal devil.
All right. I guess we've come to the end.
We have.
If you have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com.
Thanks.
And really, send me emails. Please. Bye.
Bye.
He's lonely.